Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much. Hang around with us. It's my pleasure to be with you, and I'm sure it's like a thrill and a dream come true for you to be part of our day, too. And I know it's exciting for Jim Donovan to be back with us. It sure is for us to have him back. Jim is an old friend of ours, and he's been was an original member of our Brain Trust. And Jim is one of the guys who does a good job of helping individuals and small businesses put their best foot forward in the marketplace. He is the author of a number of books, including the new one, which is just a wonderful book, folks. It's called Handbook to a Happier Life, A Simple Guide to Creating the Life You've Always Wanted. Jim Donovan, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back, Jim. You know, the last time you and I were here, we talked about Walmart. We talked about how to compete with Walmart. We talked about some of those things. And I know you've still got a little bit of that on your mind, because one of the things that where we are in the marketplace these days, Jim, is we've got so many new opportunities, new ways that we can buy things, that we can acquire things for our life, for our personal life, and for our businesses, and that you know, we've got to decide. I think all of us have to decide, you know, where are we going to focus our allegiances? You know, are we going to try to support the local businesses, or are we going to support people another side of the world?
Exactly.
I know that's something you've got on your mind today.
Yeah, it is. I spend a lot of time talking with people and thinking about these issues, and one of the things that really strikes me between the eyes is that we've got to make a choice. We can either have the lowest prices on everything and watch jobs go to other countries, or we can support the local business community and be willing to pay a little bit more money and get back the service and keep and have the whole money supporting the local economy. You know, I'm involved with a couple of groups that are set up to do that, to support local business and local environments, environmental initiatives. And it's important. I think people have to wake up to the fact that it's an either-or. We cannot have it both ways. You can't be shopping in a big-box store and then wonder why people are not patronizing your own small business.
Right.
What goes around comes around. So as small business people, we have to work with each other. I try to do as much as possible, do business with other small businesses. Closer to my community, the better.
One of the things, though, we've got to do, Jim, is one of the things that I think is important that we recognize is it's not going to work if we tell people that you owe your local community the responsibility to buy local. You owe it to small businesses to buy from them.
Right.
They're your neighbors. And I know you're not saying that, but that's one of the things that won't win. That's a loser to tell people or to imply or to indicate in some way that anybody owes anybody anything, that it's our obligation to buy locally. If the only reason why people buy with somebody is because there's a compelling reason for it.
Sure.
You know about the WIFM. You know, what's in it for me? That's the relationship we have with customers. And so I agree with you that we ought to take an obligation. We ought to assume an obligation to look around in our local community and try to find what we need there. But the thing that's happened, where the real effort has to be made is by small business owners to look around themselves and say, what do I need to do to have a compelling reason for doing business with me?
Yeah, exactly. And that's really it. It's not, like you said, nobody's going to shop the local business just because you're local and you should do this because it's a good thing to do. There have to be compelling reasons, and there has to be some competitive advantages to shopping in the local business.
Right.
Yeah, you may pay a little bit more money. Okay, that's pretty much a given. But you get a lot of things back for that. You get a lot of service back. You know, I buy my computers in a local computer store. Be an Apple user, and Apple's got stores all over the place, and they're beautiful, and they're big, lovely lovely stores. But I can't walk into one of them and say, my printer just went out, I need to borrow a printer, or my computer's down, I need to use one of your computers. I could do that in my local store. That's worth something to me.
Mm-hmm.
That has real value. I can go in and I can play with some software for a while and decide if I want to buy it or not.
Well, what we do have to do, Jim, though, I do think there is one thing that I feel that people should be encouraged not to do, and that I even would scold people a little bit about this, and that is, don't go to your local small business and suck up their technology capability, their technical expertise. Don't take their time. Go look at their products and hold them and decide which model you want, and then go buy it from a big box company or online to save a couple of bucks. I mean, that is something that imagine. Well, I guess what I'm going to say to folks is, imagine that you're on the other side of that desk. Is that the kind of thing you'd want other people to do for you? And recognize that small business owner has invested quite a bit of money and quite a bit of their life to making that capability, that technical support and the availability of the business to you, so you can become a little bit better educated.
Yeah, they're not there to help you learn what to go buy somewhere else.
Exactly. But that is something that happens. It's very unfortunate. There are people who don't that for some reason they don't understand that that these people aren't out there just to educate you. They're making that service available, and that is one thing we ought to do, I think, Jim, and I do this myself, is I will pay a little bit more to do business with a small business because of what you said a while ago, and that's that when you need them, they'll be there.
Sure. Not only that, if you look at where is the money going, I'm pretty active in my local chamber of commerce, and that's where all the community programs are being done. That's where all the Little League teams and all these various kids programs are being sponsored by local business. They're not being sponsored by the multinational chains.
Mm-hmm.
Those companies don't put up money. They don't reach in their pocket for local programs. They're not doing anything
some
for
of them,
scholarships.
Some of them are members of the local chamber, but some of them are not. And I encourage people, before they do business with a large company, ask them if they're a member of the local chamber. And what that tells you, Jim, you might not even be a member of the chamber yourself, and you might not care that much about the chamber, but if they're not members of the chamber, that tells you what that corporation's attitude is about the local community.
I won't patronize a business that's not in the local chamber. I'm very active with my local chamber of commerce because I think it's something that's important to small business.
That's
the way you get the edge. That's the way you get up and close and personal with the people you're trying to get a hold of.
Absolutely. Jim, we got to take a quick break. Folks, Jim Donovan is our guest. He's the author of A Handbook to a Happier Life. When we come back, we're going to talk about small business owners. What can you do to make sure that that your customers, your prospects, the people around you have the maximum opportunity to want to do business with you, not just to feel obligated, but to want to do business with you? 20 after. Stay with us.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back. It's 23 after. Jim Donovan is our guest. Jim, that song's for you, buddy.
Uh-huh.
It's our 6th anniversary.
6?
Yeah.
We've been doing this for 6 years.
That's right. Can you believe it?
Oh, my God.
It's like a nightmare. I mean, a dream come true, isn't it?
No kidding. I'm thinking it's been a few years. I don't know. I get into time warps, I've got to tell you. Time just sort of blurs.
Anyway, it's been a good 6 years for us, Jim, and we thank you for being so dedicated to all that we do and to small business owners. I know how dedicated you are and every day of the week, but we appreciate your time.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Jim, we were talking about... by the way, before we go any further, I'd like for you to give us your website, please.
It's jimdonovan.com. It's JIMDONOVAN.com.
And the new book is called Handbook to a Happier Life.
Handbook to a Happier Life.
Published by another friend of ours, Mark Allen, over at New World Library.
Yeah, great people.
Wonderful folks.
And wonderful.
Tell us where the book's available.
Pretty much anywhere. It's in all the major bookstores, minor bookstores.
What about the little small business bookstores? They got it too.
Hopefully they do. They do. There aren't too many of them left.
Yeah.
It's the sad part.
Unfortunately.
A lot of those disappeared.
They can find you online at your website. Give it to us again.
It's jimdonovan.com.
And that's two O's and one A.
D-O-N-O-V-A-N.
Yeah. Check that out.
Actually, if you spell it almost anywhere, it'll get there.
What else will we find when we get to your website, Jim?
Well, I've got a free newsletter, my Jim's Gems, that I've been doing since 1991.
Yeah.
That's a monthly inspirational newsletter that's free, no advertising whatsoever. Lots of articles. I've got information about upcoming seminars and appearances. Just some fun things, some articles that people can read to help them move forward. And information about my other books and about me and about my coaching and just all kinds of good stuff. Some links to some other really interesting sites.
At JimDonovan.com. Jim, let's get back into the conversation we were having about small businesses and loyalty. We can't wait on people to be obligated, feel obligated to be loyal to us. We've got to make them loyal to us, don't we? We have to do the kinds of things that makes them want to do business with us. I mean, I think about one of the things that we do around here to try to make sure that we make a compelling case for people to come back to do business with us is we try to imagine how we feel about the small businesses that we love. We wouldn't think about doing business with anybody else. What is it that they do for us that make us either, number one, love to do business with them, or number two, fear, you know, almost be afraid of what would happen if we couldn't do business with them? We wouldn't want them to go away. What do they do?
Interesting.
Don't we need to model ourselves after those things?
Yeah, exactly. It's an interesting perception.
Well, the what we've got to do, Jim, is we can't just, number one, we have to be, when they walk in the door or when they call us, we have to act like we care, that we're glad that they're there. That's one thing. But number two, don't we have to also reach out to them at a time when they're not there, just sort of to ring their bell a little bit and let them know that we're still around by doing some marketing, some kind of marketing efforts? We've got to do that too, don't we?
Oh, yeah. Or even just caring about people that you do business with, caring about your customers. You know, I noticed that there are several people that I know who will send me little things periodically, a little email or a little something that they spotted that they feel I might be interested in. And I try to do the same thing. If I see an article that pertains to somebody's business, I'll clip it and I'll send it to them. Those little things could be considered under the heading of marketing, but they're very subtle. They're very relationship building.
It's the kind of thing that people remember. That just solidifies loyalty, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure. People remember it. You know, they remember that you did that. You know, I have someone who I get a birthday card from a couple of people every year that you know that I probably haven't had a conversation with them. I don't know how long, but yet they're there. You know, and it keeps them on my mind, keeps them in my awareness.
Well, and these are the kinds of things that. And the fact that, you know, it's the Cheers syndrome, isn't it? Everybody loves to go to a place where they know your name.
Yeah, my bank. I mean, I get embarrassed sometimes because there's so many people in the branch that know me, and it's ridiculous. You know, it's like almost like a chorus sometimes. You walk in there, there's never anybody in the bank. It's a quiet little branch.
Okay, let's say that somebody calls another bank that you don't know, calls and offers you a quarter point more on your CD or something like that. Are you going to move?
For what?
Are you
going to
move?
No way. I love my banker.
Yeah.
The woman that manages it is great. She's a wonderful person. It's going to take them doing something disastrous to get me to move.
If you don't know what you need to do, folks, to make sure that Walmart doesn't win, that Walmart doesn't run you out of business, what we've all got to do is we've all got to imagine what Jim just said. What is it we love about our bank or our dry cleaners or the restaurant that we frequent or whatever? What is it we love about them, and then do those kinds of things in our businesses?
Sure. It's like my Apple store. I mean, Apple has these wonderful stores in every mall now. They're popping up all over, beautiful retail outlets. And I can never think of a reason why I should buy something there. Like, yeah, they're there, and that's nice, and they're shiny, and you can go in and you can see all the equipment that they have. But I keep buying at my local store. Boy, I don't know how many computers from my
local small business Apple dealer. Right.
Yeah.
Hey, Jim Donovan, we got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here.
Okay.
Good job today.
My pleasure. Six years. Wow.
And happy anniversary.
Yeah, thanks.
See you later. Say hi to Georgia.
I will. Thank you.
Quick break. I'll be right back with Rick Pinion, 29 after. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
And I
want to
sleep with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.